Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Obego Mbata with Ogenedol. Thank you, Laura. It takes us to 25 minutes to 2 o'clock. A very good afternoon to you if you've just locked in. I did let you know that this afternoon would be hectic, hectic, hectic. Now, today we have a very special guest in studio, Bob Isaac Boshamane, and he's the principal member of Kabo Cars, a pioneering automotive service and skill development hub based in Soshanguve. Now, Kabo Cars has been empowering youth and shaping careers since 2001, and they have an exciting graduation event coming up on the 24th of October. And so this afternoon, I've got with me Bob Isaac, like I said. Isaac, for those hearing about Kabo Cars for the first time this afternoon, can you tell us what your business is all about and what inspired you to start it? In fact, before we even get to that, I think let me be respectful and say, Sawubona Baba. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mabo. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
I am great and grateful. Thank you.
You're doing great things in Sosha, I must say. Doing amazing things. Now, can you tell us a bit more about Kabo Cars and what does your business do exactly? What is it all about? And why did you actually start it?
Thank you for the question. Kabo Cars is a vehicle service repair and maintenance entity in Soshanguve Township.
Mm.
And how it started is just from the love of cars. As a young person in the rural area of Sekurue in Limpopo.
Okay.
Though there was no car at home, I loved cars.
You like just loved cars.
So from that love, I told myself, I'm going to have a car when I grow up.
Mm.
And when I saw other people working on customers' cars, I got very worried. I'm like, is my car going there? No ways. And when I was in Standard 4, now Grade 6, I decided what I'm going to be, a motor mechanic.
What? Yes. From that way back?
Yes.
So it was just from watching people do things around and all of that, and you're like, this is me.
And I didn't like it. No, I didn't like it.
Oh.
They were doing it wrong. And then, remember, I just said, when I grow up, I'm going to have a car.
Oh.
But now, when I saw what people do to other people's cars, I said, not my car. I'm solving this problem now.
You.
That's how I chose my career.
I understand also that it's not just about fixing cars. Kabo Cars is not just about fixing cars. You're deeply involved in skills development. Tell us, how do you integrate training and mentorship into your business?
We do have what we call work-integrated learning.
Mm-hmm.
And that is basically just giving young people the practical opportunity to apply the knowledge that they acquired at the TVET colleges. That's how it started.
Oh.
I am a TVET college product.
Oh, nice.
Before I am a university product.
Oh, so you didn't just love it and then decide after matric I'm just going to fix cars. You went and acquired the skill.
Yes. I followed a 4-year apprenticeship training.
Mm-hmm.
And I qualified. And when I was growing up, I hated teaching. But I realized afterwards, when I was 7 years at Toyota, I realized now it was not teaching I hated. It was the method of teaching. I learned differently. Then I said, people should not suffer the way I suffered to become motor mechanics.
Okay.
Then I said, no. I'm going to teach. And I'm going to teach differently.
Mm.
I went to Soshanguve Technical High School. I taught for 2 years. Remember, I didn't do method of teaching.
Okay.
But I just know how not to teach. I'm going to teach differently from the way I was taught.
I know how not to do it.
Yes.
I love that.
So that was my benchmark to say it must not be this way.
Mm.
And you get worried to say, because you don't have a method, you always doubt.
Mm.
Until one day I was assured by the principal who had me teaching after school, and I didn't close my class doors properly.
So it's like afternoon, my own, extra classes.
Yes, my own arranged afternoon class.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't close the door properly, and he was able to listen, and then he went to his office. When I was putting my things back to say I'm done now, and then he said to me, no, I wish all my teachers were like you.
Wow.
He said, what? He said, you did not close the door properly, and I envied the way you, I wished I was a student.
Mm.
Then I told him, look, I'm even a bit worried saying I didn't do method of teaching. He said, you know what? The way you are teaching, it's like you've
it's
done
it. Perfect. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Then 2 years later, I was taken by Pretoria West College of Engineering when they opened the automotive side. But I always preferred to be in the practical side.
Okay.
So I was in the training center and only giving evening classes 2 nights a week in class. So, and to my surprise, I was called in the rector's office and they told me that I broke the college record.
What?
Yes. They said,
and you're teaching 2 nights only?
2 nights only in a week.
Sure.
During the day, I'm in the workshop practical.
Mm.
So they said the college, ever since the college opened, was 67%. I started with 94.7%.
What?
Yes. From there, it was 94, 95, 94, 95, until I was taken by Mercedes-Benz South Africa to train their passenger car mechanics.
I understand what you mean when you say this passion started off very early, because there is no way this is just head knowledge. It's got to be a heart thing. So I thoroughly understand you.
Actually, it's just to say we need to go back to career awareness, career development, career guidance.
Yeah.
Because not everybody is fortunate to identify what they want to be at that early age.
Yeah.
So we need to expose it to our young people so that they can choose. So what we do, even at Habokas, we also go to the schools and do career awareness, career development, career guidance at grade 7, 8, and 9.
Wow,
at lower
that
grades.
Early, that early.
Yeah, so that when they go to grade 10, they are already exposed to what is out there and they've checked it, what suits me better.
Yeah, because so that they're certain.
Of course, we given different gifts, and if you check on Proverbs 18 verse 16, it says, "Your gift shall create a space for you in the world.
Come on,
and your gift shall bring you before the great men."
Mm.
All that I am today is because of that gift.
Mm.
Identifying that gift, and to your surprise, I failed sub A, sub B, snat 6, snat 9, snat 10.
What?
Yes. And today, I got my PhD from Lagos University in the US.
Come on. Come on.
It's doable.
It's doable. It's true, doable. True. Now, talking about Habokas, tell me, what kind of programs do you offer and how do they help young people prepare for careers in the motor mechanics industry?
We are accredited by MESITA to give the automotive repair and maintenance part level 2 to level 4.
Mm-hmm.
We are also a workplace approved to give a level 1 to level 4 of CBMT.
Okay.
CBMT stands for Competency Based Modular Training.
Mm-hmm.
They both end up in a trade test to become a national artisan.
Artisan, okay.
Yes. So we specialize in automotive repair and maintenance training.
Mm-hmm.
To date, we have qualified 189 automotive motor mechanic artisans.
What?
Of whom 57 are ladies and 5 come from special needs schools. The ones we
what?
Call the neurodivergent
divergent.
Learners. We take cognitively challenged.
Wow.
Because there's no dustbin for a human being.
Mm.
When we were focusing more, before 2021, we were focusing more on taking learners from the TVET College who qualified on a theoretical level and need practical.
Mm.
Then, but we were blocking those that come from special needs schools.
Oh.
Then from there, my own last born come from special school. He's a qualified vehicle spray painter.
Oh.
He's working for the OEM. He doesn't have a formal education. But then I said, I knew Willy Kruger. I took my son to him because we don't do spray painting.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the other parents who don't know whoever?
Anybody, true.
Then in 2020, we decided to go to special schools. And then in 2021, that's when we started giving them the opportunity to learn how they learn and then to model their own model. We frustrated them. First 6 months, we frustrated them.
And I can
them.
Imagine they you are also frustrated.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then we pushed education system out. We worked with them to learn from them.
Mm.
And we modeled according to the way
how
they learn.
How they operate and learn.
Now 95% of our candidates are from special schools, or the latest one, the lowest one, doesn't have failed grade 7.
Sure.
Well, if you can see him in the workshop, how he performs. He was even named a voicemail because he couldn't talk.
Oh.
Today, they tell you voicemail will call you from that other end because of the confidence.
You couldn't voicemail. That's very interesting. I love what you're doing, because there is this thing in society, as much as we have gained some understanding for special needs school, special needs children, but we tend to exclude them in terms of skills and whatnot. And I always ask myself, then what happens to them in the end? So I'm glad that you're like, hey, these are normal people.
Exactly. There's no dustbin for a
exactly.
human being.
Exactly. You're encouraging me. A conversation I need to have with you off air. So why is career awareness for grade 8 and 9 learners so important in reducing tertiary education dropouts?
I'll phrase it this way. We still have a stigma when it comes to technical vocational education.
A lot.
As a country.
A lot.
As South Africa.
Yeah.
And our education system is almost 70% academia, 30% technical vocational.
Mm-hmm.
That setup will not help us create jobs.
It won't.
That setup will not improve our economy.
Mm.
Check the leading countries. And then now, check we are at 62.4%
unemployment.
Youth unemployment rate in South Africa.
Yep.
Check where Switzerland is, 2.5. Check where Germany is, 6.6.
What?
Check where South Korea is, 6.6.
Sure.
We cannot be comfortable with this situation, which is abnormal. So the reason why we are going to grade 8 and 9 is because we want them to be aware so that they can choose their career, which will lead to them choosing the right subjects from a lower level. And we encourage parents to refrain from choosing careers for their children.
You're speaking to us now.
As parents, we are the envelopes carrying the letter whose contents we don't know. God wrote that letter. Ours is to deliver it.
Please repeat that again. That's deep.
As parents, we are the envelopes carrying the letter whose contents we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Let's leave our egos out to compete using our children. Let us allow them, develop them, love them. Not spoil them, love them, develop them so that they can be whatever God created them to be. We don't know God's purpose about their lives.
We have been reprimanded. Just a little joke. This morning, my twin brother's son got a police uniform. He's got a career day. He's 4 years. And the mom coincidentally got another outfit from my older brother's wife, surgeon outfit. That's the one she chose, my twin brother said. But my son wanted to be a policeman. It's the mom that's under pressure to make the son a surgeon. And we both joked about it. I was like, Azuka, no policeman surgeon here. But as you're speaking, I'm like, it seems like a joke now. But is that not what we ultimately do as parents? I would tell my child, you can't be a policeman. Be a surgeon. Hey, why would you be a policeman? But
that's the ego talking.
It's not the child's passion and love talking.
No. And imagine when the person is doing what was chosen by their parents, and they don't have passion. That is why we have, in general, people who hate their jobs.
Yeah, true.
Because if you are doing what you love,
shouldn't frustrate you.
Do you think I'm working? No. I'm enjoying myself.
You're enjoying yourself. I like that. You don't work, you enjoy yourself.
Yes.
I love that, Mr. Khabo. Now, let's talk about the big event that's happening real soon. Khabo Car's graduation. Tomorrow. Whew, that sounds scary. I looked at the date and looked, but this is tomorrow. On the 24th, that's tomorrow. What can we expect on the day?
We are actually very grateful now. You know, when you are an entity in a township, where people told you what you are doing is not going to materialize. And you see professional people, black and white, saying, you know, you share your idea with people. They say, no, that's not going to happen.
It's not feasible.
One, we have proven to people few things. One, township can produce artisans. We are at 189. Two, ladies can be mechanics. We have 57. Three, cognitively challenged can also be what they want to be if they are given the proper opportunity, the conducive environment. We have 5 artisans from special school.
Wow.
And then we are celebrating it now. We have our government departments are coming tomorrow. I mean, we have the Deputy Minister of Employment and Labor tomorrow coming. We have the CEOs of entities like AIDC, TASES coming. Unfortunately, the CEO of Mesita will only be landing in the afternoon. He was the first one to agree to come.
Wow.
But duties took him overseas, so he will be coming after we are done. So it just shows it's possible. But the greatest thing tomorrow is to celebrate those young people who were stigmatized, who were told you'll amount to nothing, you'll not go anywhere, who they even believed it.
Yeah.
Because you can see
it looked like it from where they were, if you think about it.
Exactly. We actually do a holistic development and put a trade in.
Come on.
From outside, people think we are just training the trade. We are doing a holistic personal development. We have the volunteer, Aniki, who's doing English proficiency after seeing one of the graduates not able to express himself on SABC2 Stories Untold. He could not express himself in English. He was just talking in his
vernacular. I knew that's where I saw you. Where I saw you. I was like, when you started talking, I'm like, I have seen you on a TV program and there were ladies that were working on cars. I knew that's where I saw you.
Exactly. So she called me to volunteer. We now have Dike Lady, who's a industrial psychologist. I'm mentoring her, but she's also helping us to help them.
Wow.
We have we have the educational psychologist who assesses them and then give us. Now, the opportunity is, remember, they are not funded. They are not funded. They don't meet entry requirement of a TVET college.
Okay.
That means their tertiary education is doomed.
Doomed. Exactly.
So we are making that difference. Say, no. As we indicated, there's no dustbin for a human being. Let's learn how they learn.
Yeah.
And then whether they use their slow pace, let's use that. Additional people coming on board. Here we go. Now we are going to say, education system or whoever is funding cannot continue discriminating them, saying they cannot meet the criteria.
Yep.
Here we have the proof of concept.
That they've qualified.
Here we have the results on a national level, which is internationally compatible.
I'm loving the sound of this. I'm really impressed, I must say. But how many graduates are you having tomorrow, by the way, for your graduation? We did say it's tomorrow. And what does this milestone mean for you and the community?
Tomorrow is supposed to be 16.
Okay.
14 guys and 2 ladies. And then it's a low number this year.
Okay.
It's the fourth one. The third one, we were graduating 56 with 19 ladies.
Wow.
This one, remember I said we were now taking this new cohort.
Yes.
We didn't know what to expect. We piloted with six from special schools. We dropped only one. Mm-hmm. The five are graduating.
Wow. That's absolutely beautiful. So you needed to pay more attention to them as well, yes. I can imagine.
Yes. We needed to go to school and learn how they learn.
Sure.
We can go down to them. They can't come to us.
True.
So we go to them and come up with them. Imagine if we can have this. According to Competition Commission, we are the only one in any township in South Africa who's doing this.
Wow.
Imagine if we can duplicate this in all the regions, in all the provinces.
I'm glad you're seeing the possibility of that yourself, because we've got this thing of gatekeeping, especially in our townships. Only I can do it. I'm the first and I should be the only one. I love that you see, Woodsy. It's needed. It's a need.
We want the very same candidate. Mm. We are now incubating them in our business. We registered a business for them.
Yeah.
We can't let them go.
Mm.
We are incubating them in our business. They will not survive out there.
True.
It's just by God's grace that we are still here.
Mm.
We even went beyond COVID.
Exactly.
So they will not survive. We want them within until they are competent in running their own business and confident. Then we can let them open their own
and
we will still
support
it. So they will be knowing our culture. They know that we don't cut corners.
Mm.
Oh. We don't cut corners.
Oh, I love that.
We improv.
You know, mechanics are infamous for that.
Exactly. One of the reasons why I wanted to also be a mechanic.
Mm.
Mechanics were known for taking parts from this car to the other and all that, for working in dirty places. Our workshop is completely against that.
Mm.
We take that and say, this is not what we should be.
Yeah, that's not how we represent our profession.
Even with limited resources, including financial resources, we still do the best we can.
Yep.
And fortunately this year, SARS has approved us to be a Section 18A.
Wow.
Now we can go out and ask companies to donate, and then we can give them the tax certificate for their tax rebate.
Wow.
Which is amazing.
Here's a question, Baba. Nicolene Khadebe, I think we have just addressed it, but I want it coming from you. Hi, Luko. Are they only in Soshanguve? I know of a special needs boy that loves working on cars, and we stay in Nigel.
At the moment, we only have Soshanguve and Roslyn.
Okay.
We once had Boxback. It didn't make it.
Okay.
We once had one in Nivana in Polokwane.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't make it. But we learned lessons from them.
I love that.
When we go back to go through around all the regions, we know what pitfalls to avoid.
So Nicolene, be looking out. There's a possibility. But like he says, it's not just a, hey, let's pop up and start working.
No. The other thing is, even now here, we have one candidate from KZN.
Oh, wow.
We have the two girls from Zanen. We have one guy from Bekkersport. We have one guy from right in Polokwane.
Mm-hmm.
So they are renting their rooms close to our training center. So the distance should not matter.
I love that you pointed that out. That's absolutely beautiful. If a plan can be made, I do suggest that you guys try and help this young boy and make sure that the dream is realized. Like Ubaba says, there's no dustbin for a human being.
Definitely.
We are running out of time, but what's next for Khabo Cars, Baba? Are there any new programs or partnerships on the horizon?
When I started Khabo Cars, the idea came from a bigger vision.
Mm.
I was still at the training center. We were 11 offering different trades.
Mm-hmm.
I said to them, guys, let us start an academy where we can offer what we are offering now in future for our brethren. They were happy with me, but 3 months later, I was left alone.
Yeah.
And then when I'm asking them, they say, when are we going to make money? I'm like, oh my goodness.
This is about money.
So we should be having an academy with all the trades.
Mm.
So after realizing that they don't see the vision, I took my name, Khabo, and then I took my trade, I started Habokas. So now the future, the vision is to go back to the original vision of now taking people who are qualified in other trades to come in, and then we all, so that we can build, we now have Habo Holdings, which is going to cater for all the trades. That is our future. And while opening the franchises, we will also have other additional trade, not just offering one trade. Not everyone, every child wants to be a mechanic.
True.
So whoever wants to be a plumber, a builder, whatever they want to be, we'll gather as much as we can, but we will have expertise managing that faculty. This one managing this other one. That's where we are going. And hopefully with the Section 18A, more companies will come on board and partner with us, even for breaking rights, to say, hey, check our partner. Even tomorrow, we'll be having the partners, Lightstone. Without Lightstone, I don't think we'll have survived. They really sponsored at full.
Wow.
So we are very grateful, but we are going to be telling them tomorrow.
Tomorrow is the day.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm very happy for our graduate, because not only did we prove it possible, they played a bigger role to prove that it is possible.
True.
And I remember vividly, one of them was saying, as soon as we are done, I also want to open my own where I'll teach the like-minded in future. I'm going to remind him tomorrow.
Baba, thank you so much. We have run out of time, but we really appreciate this. And thank you for sharing your journey with us. Habokas graduation is tomorrow, just by the way, like we said. So don't miss this chance to celebrate the success and community empowerment. Stay tuned for more inspiring stories right there. Lastly, Baba, this is my goodbye to you. How do we keep in touch with you in case Abo Nicolene want to enroll this young man, or just people want to find out more information? Some probably want to even sponsor. How do they reach out to you?
We have our website, which is www.habokas.com. We have Habokas YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And then my number, especially for the parents, because I'm the one personally interviewing.
Doing the admin.
Because we are not looking for education. There's something I will not say on air that I'm looking for. And I pick it up. That's why we were able to take the one who failed grade 7. And he's doing wonders now. So I'll give my number 082-295-6932. And during the day, they can WhatsApp. During the day, I'm not able to answer the calls.
Mm-hmm.
They can WhatsApp. I'll arrange for the interviews between 7 and 9 in the evenings. That's when I do it.
Okay.
And then we can take it from there. But if you check, you can even Google Isaac Bushoman Sassol. You'll have a more than 1 hour presentation where I was presenting on the Sassol Foundation platform.
Wow. Bab Khabo, now I'll call you Bab Khabo. Thank you so much. Thank you and God bless.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Grateful.
This is Bishop Joe Tause from Grace Christian Fellowship, Komontana, 30A Haveman Street. We really want to thank God, Hori. Mudimu arabile di tapelo, di transmitter, di okay. Now we just want to thank God. Shall we all pray? Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus, for you are great and greatly to be praised. There is none like you. We thank you that there is nothing impossible with you. Today we are excited that the transmitters are back. Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, many people will hear your word. Many people will receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Many will be healed and delivered. And all this will be to your glory in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Ba patsa kwebo ya gago mo Radio Pulpit, me o busetse dilo maemong a tsone. Radio Pulpit ke brand e tshepagetseng sebaka sa dingwaga di le 40, ebile e na le bareetsi ba feta dikete di le 400. gajana re na le di package tse di botoka go feta pele mo sealemoyeng le mafelo a a kopantsweng a mafaratlhatlha go natlafatsa kgwebo ya gago. Go bapatsa e golaganye le Sanet mo 012-334-1254 kana romela email mo sanet@radiopulpit.co.za kgotsa SMS ka go kwala lefoko advertise go 37871. Go na le melawana.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Prayer is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.